What if I told you that the most sophisticated object in the known universe weighs less than a bag of sugar and consumes about as much energy as a dim light bulb? Your brain, this seemingly unremarkable pinkish blob, orchestrates everything from your heartbeat to your dreams, houses 86 billion neurons forming trillions of connections, and somehow transforms electrical impulses into the rich tapestry of human experience. It reads these words, recalls your childhood, plans your future, and creates the miracle of consciousness itself. Yet for most of human history, we dismissed it as mere blood-cooling apparatus. Understanding how this extraordinary organ works isn't just academic curiosity. It's the key to unlocking human potential, addressing mental illness, and perhaps even understanding what makes us uniquely human. The journey from simple nerve bundles to human consciousness spans millions of years. About 2.5 million years ago, a genetic accident weakened our ancestors' jaw muscles, allowing skulls to expand. Tool development enabled meat consumption, providing nutrient-rich fuel for growth. But cooking may have been the game changer. By making food more digestible, it freed resources from shrinking digestive systems and redirected them toward brain development, creating a cycle where better nutrition supported larger brains, which developed better tools and cooking techniques, which improved nutrition further. Our increasingly complex social lives likely drove frontal region expansion. Navigating human relationships requires tracking alliances, detecting deception, and predicting behavior, cognitive demands far exceeding hunting or gathering. Yet, our brains may have reached maximum size. Evidence suggests a 3-4% shrinkage over the past 10,000 years, perhaps because bigger brains became disadvantageous for childbirth or too energy demanding. Your brain already consumes 20% of your food intake despite being only 2% of your body weight, an expensive organ to maintain. Modern neuroscience reveals the brain operates as a dynamic network where connections matter most. Your brain follows a small world network structure, similar to 6 degrees of separation, where any two regions connect through surprisingly few steps. Only 1 in 25 nerve fibers link distant regions, while the rest join nearby neighbors, balancing efficiency with biological cost. These long-range connections form a rich club backbone linking 12 principal regions critical for integrating information. Your brain maintains a delicate balance between order and chaos, the edge of chaos state, where neural avalanches follow mathematical patterns similar to earthquakes. This critical state gives your brain maximum flexibility for quick coordination. Your wandering mind reflects a neural battleground where thoughts compete for dominance like predators and prey. Cognitive patterns briefly gain supremacy before fading, explaining why thoughts constantly shift from tomorrow's meeting to last night's dinner to childhood memories. The brain excels at prediction, constantly calculating probabilities based on prior knowledge while updating with new data. This elegant system explains everything from anticipating words in conversation to judging traffic gaps. Your brain is essentially a sophisticated prediction machine. Memory isn't a single system. It's multiple subtypes working together. Sensory memory briefly retains information, like a sparkler's trail. Short-term memory holds about 7 items for 15 to 20 seconds, expandable through chunking, organizing information into meaningful units. Long-term memory stores information for decades, yet it's remarkably unreliable. When you retrieve memories, you simultaneously re-encode them, making them vulnerable to alteration. Misleading questions can distort eyewitness testimony with profound courtroom implications. Your brain doesn't replay experiences like video recordings, it reconstructs them from fragments, filling gaps with plausible details that never happened. Memory likely evolved not for remembering, but for imagining future scenarios. Amnesiacs who can't recall past events also can't envision future plans, suggesting we create scenarios by recombining autobiographical fragments. Your brain prioritizes useful simulations for tomorrow's challenges over perfect historical accuracy. Intelligence centers on a G factor, general intelligence, measuring your ability to handle cognitive complexity. Higher G correlates with better performance across mental tests, improved health outcomes, and lower disease rates. Surprisingly, Einstein's brain was slightly smaller than average, proving brain quality trumps size. Smarter brains have more efficient neural networks, requiring fewer steps to relay messages between regions. IQ scores have risen dramatically over the past century, the Flynn effect, likely from improved nutrition, education, and stimulating environments. This upward trend now appears to be ending in developed nations. The nature versus nurture debate has a clear answer. Both shape intelligence, with heritability increasing from less than 30% before school to about 80% in adults. Emotions remain among the brain's most mysterious outputs. While Darwin concluded emotions were universal, recent research challenges this. Without emotion labels, recognition accuracy plummets, and context heavily influences perception. Cross-cultural studies reveal significant differences in emotional categorization. Different cultures have unique emotional concepts. Japanese amai, feeling unconditionally loved, or Dutch gezelligheid, comfort of being with friends in homely surroundings, suggesting words don't just describe, but actually construct our emotional experiences. Consciousness represents the hard problem. How does nerve tissue create the seamless kaleidoscope of sensations, thoughts, memories, and emotions filling your waking moments? Your brain, locked in silence and darkness, creates rich experiences by extracting patterns from the environment. The signature of consciousness appears to be ultra-fast gamma brainwaves originating in the thalamus and spreading across the cortex, coordinating information to create unified experiences. Your brain processes much information outside conscious awareness. Neuronal activity precedes conscious decisions by up to 10 seconds. When you think you've decided to move your hand, your brain already committed to that action. This suggests consciousness may be less the author of decisions and more the narrator of actions already underway. Your experience of now isn't instantaneous but lasts 2 to 3 seconds, a psychological present within which your brain fuses experiences. During critical moments, your brain ratchets up processing rates, making events seem to unfold in slow motion, then eases back during calm periods. Meditators can manipulate their perception of now, holding perspectives longer and perceiving time passing more slowly, potentially expanding both their present experience and retrospective sense of life's duration. Your brain operates through two attention systems: bottom-up automatic flagging of new information and top-down deliberate focus that depletes quickly. Surprisingly, increasing sensory input, not reducing it, may improve attention control. When your brain reaches capacity, it blocks all additional information, including distractions. Working memory is crucial for learning and remembering. Its capacity predicts academic success better than IQ and improves with training. Creative insights arrive unexpectedly. Naturally creative people show higher right temporal lobe activity at rest. Enhance creativity by building knowledge foundations, cultivating positive moods, and seeking ideas when mentally tired. Brain performance follows circadian rhythms, with peak cognitive windows mid-morning to noon and 4 to 10 p.m. Optimize mental function through slow-release carb breakfasts, brain-friendly foods like eggs and oily fish, 7 hours of sleep, and moderate exercise. The brain-body connection works bidirectionally. Studies show merely thinking about bicep exercises increased arm strength by 13%. Understanding your brain's capabilities and limitations lets you work with it rather than against it, essential knowledge for thriving amid information overload.